Thank you all for coming. Woo! My name is Jersey Drost. I'm one of the organizers of this event, and I'm also a cartoonist and teaching artist. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Ann Arbor District Library for putting this on. Are they not the best library in this or any other world? Woo! They are indeed. Okay, so in just about a second, we're going to get started with Iron Cartoonist. And in order to get started, I need to introduce the host of Iron Cartoonist, one of my dear friend and amazing cartoonist, Zach Giolago.
All right, guys, thank you. That was a very warm welcome. I feel great. Okay, so guys, who has been to Iron Cartoonist before? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, for those of you who have not been to Iron Cartoonist, it's kind of a complicated game, but you'll pick it up really quick, so I'm not even going to explain it. Okay, first order of business. So I actually want to introduce my judges. That's a lie. I want my judges to introduce themselves. So let's start with Tori. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello. Hi, I'm Tori.
Hello. I'm Vordak the Incomprehensible, and you're not.
I am Tin. So let's get this going.
All right.
Hey, that works good. Tin and iron.
All right, so the judges are going to be, guess what, judging. And guys, if you like what the judges are saying, let them know. If you hate what the judges are saying, let them know. All right. Part two is I want to introduce my artist. Go ahead, start drawing. I gave you guys something. Right here to my left, I have Raina Telgemeier. Go ahead and give her a round of applause. I'm going to skip all the way to the end. We have Ben Hatke.
Yeah.
And in the middle, we have a newcomer, local legend, Ellie Moody.
Yeah.
We'll see who's gonna win this whole shebang. Now, while they're doing a little bit of drawing, another thing I want to explain to you guys is, judges, you have some folders in front of you. These are wrench cards. Those are not dog bones, those are wrenches, all right? During the rounds, the artists are going to be winning wrench cards. You'll see when that happens. I'll be walking you through it. Those wrench cards are meant to throw a wrench in the machine of their competitors. Yeah, you'll see.
Tin just finally got it.
He finally got it. And guys, last but not least, I want a big round of applause for my lovely co-host, Jersey Droz.
Hi, everybody.
All right, so judges, I'm going to put you on the hot seat for a minute. Up here, this is a little puzzle, and I want to know if you can solve it. You guys know what a rebus is? That's the official name. Did someone say yep?
Country singer Reba McEntire?
That's the one. Oh. No, thanks. I think Tin just got it. What was it?
Is it one? I don't know what one dear Tori is.
You're close. You're close. You're so close. Does anybody know what it is? Can anybody guess? Getting close.
So close. We have it. Wonder Story. Very, very close. Think cinema. Think what's been happening in the movies lately. Think
Wonder Woman. Yes. Yeah. For the first round, so round one, all right, I'm going to need your help. What I need, so this is a round that I've done in almost every single Iron Cartoonist, and I love it so much I have to keep it in every single game that I do. I like to call this game Monsters in the Office. So what I need from you guys is I'm going to need three monsters. They can be monsters, they can be a creature from mythology, something like that. What do you got? You got a good one. I can tell. What is it? A merhuman. Okay. A merhuman. Yes. A Pokemon. Okay. A specific Pokemon? Any Pokemon. All right. What do you got? Another Pokemon. All right. Okay, which one?
Which one?
Mudkip. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have, there's like kind of an aquatic theme happening here. So we're going to have, Ellie, I'm going to give you the merhuman. Ben, I'm going to give you the mudkip. You know what that is, right? Yeah. And Raina, I'm going to give you the Pokemon. All right? What I want to see is I want to see these monsters, these creatures. Things have not been going well. They had to take a temp job, and now they've gotten a job in an office. All right? Easy enough. So as soon as the music starts, go for it. Jersey, judges, if you like doing some running commentary, that would be great. And monsters in the office. Let's see it.
And they're off. And we see that Ben has started with a smooth shape. Do smooth shapes make us think of monsters? Do they feel very monstrous? I'm feeling dubious about this. Oh, but it's a Pokeball. I see. Ellie's going for the Piscine type of monster with a briefcase and pants. Because you should wear pants to
Somebody's
work.
Got something in their shorts here they're drawing so fast.
Now, Raina, on the other hand, seems to be working with a Pikachu. Or it could be Raichu. Do you think it's Raichu or Pikachu? All right. I'll go along with you.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Classic
Pikachu is... Don't tell me. Pikachu's not playing that game. Is Pikachu playing that game? All you're going to find in that office is Rattatas. There's nothing but Rattatas in there.
Just Rattatas and Zubats.
That
Ellie
Pikachu
has upgraded her fish. It is now wearing a tie. It's a formal
Ellie's,
office.
Ellie's definitely very strong. She's coming up in the middle, I think. Oh, a hat. A chapeau. I like it. Very professional.
I'm worried about this Pikachu. I don't think he's going to keep his job very long.
Can I leave now?
Poke.
Vordak, you're committed. You're here. You're here. We've
Typing
locked the doors.
Pokeball on Ben's screen.
All right, guys, let's give him a 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
and time.
Boo.
Woo.
All right, that was just a warm-up round. Judges, soak it in. Soak it in. Come on, Benjamin, stiff upper lip.
I like all of them a lot. Kind of want to give Raina some bonus points for dancing, which always makes me like the art a little bit more.
So is that official? Does Raina get your point? She's thinking
about
Ellie.
It. I think because
all right.
He's wearing shorts and a tie to work. and a little hat, like.
It's a casual Friday.
I think I'm gonna have to go.
All right, so that is
half a point for dancing. Definitely.
Can I go now?
No.
All right. Next, Tin. Who you got?
Well. I love what Raina's drawing, and I love the dancing, but as a Pokemon fan, I cannot give points to a Pikachu tail like that.
That
Pikachu tail's got to be large, Raina. Large Pokemon. And I love that Ben over here added the color, but I just feel like that Pokeball is working too hard. it's like really trying to be like trying to one-up everybody, and I don't like that. So, of course, we give Ellie here the vote.
Yeah. 2 points for Ellie.
All right.
Okay. Raina, I love your dancing. Ellie, love your drawing. Shorts, okay. Ben, I love the Death Star. That is a wonderful Death Star. When can I move in? So I give it to Ben for the Death Star.
All right. All right, that was a strong first round. That round goes to Ellie. Now, this round was for a wrench card. Ellie, please choose a card from any judge you like.
Yeah.
right.
I tried too hard.
Take a look at it. Don't show anybody. It should be able to open. All right. Now, at the beginning of a future round, I'll ask if you want to use that on somebody. All right? Just so you know, there's going to be 5 rounds if you want to kind of pace it out.
5 rounds.
All right. Game 2. Are we ready for this, Jersey?
Yes.
All right, game 2. This is a game I like to call That Is Not My Occupation. So what we need, actually, Jersey, what would be great is if I could get you to talk to some audience members. Okay. I'm going to need like 3 famous people, celebrities who have very obvious jobs or roles.
I'm happy to go and get the crowd's input on this, but I only call on people who raise their hand peacefully and quietly. I don't call on people who grunt at me or shout at me or make weird monkey noises at me. You have to be a civilized human being who says, yes, I have something to contribute to this conversation in a constructive manner. So who would like to give me, what am I asking for?
Celebrities that have some, you know, that have a very clear, whatever, celebrity.
A celebrity that everybody in this room should know. Everybody should know who they are, so...
Your dog might be awesome, but we don't all know your dog.
That's right. So everybody should know this person. Can you name a celebrity that everybody in this room knows? Do you feel confident about that? Okay. Katy Perry. Does everybody know who Katy Perry is?
Yeah.
All right. There's one. What else do we need?
We need 2 more.
2 more celebrities. All right. So I'm going to go to the back of the room. Make sure some of the people back here. Do you have a celebrity that everybody in this room knows? All right.
Does the Grim Reaper count?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. The Grim Reaper is a celebrity that everybody in this room knows, whether we like it or not. All right, I need 1 more. Who am I going to call on? Raising their hand peacefully and quietly like a civilized human being. Yes, young lady.
Taylor Swift.
Oh. Tay-Tay. All right.
Wow. This is quite a combination here.
I like it.
Taylor Swift. Katy Perry, the Grim Reaper. But wait, there's more. Does anybody remember what I called this game? That is not my occupation. All right, guys, this is the one time we're going to allow this. I want you guys to call out an occupation or a job, and whatever I like is what I'm going to pick. I need one. This is the one time. Go ahead. Just... Okay. All right. I heard pro wrestler. All right. So we have 2 musical performers and a spirit god of death. I want to see them as pro wrestlers.
Oh.
They've taken on a new job. All right. Ellie has a wrench card. Ellie, I will ask once, do you wish to use this wrench card this round? All right.
She's smart saving
move.
The wrench card.
Smart move.
Smart.
And she's playing the long
go.
Game.
I like that all the artists have a celebrity who looks like that. I think that was a really interesting choice. I think that's a really interesting choice.
That was a dig on Ben.
Who wants to dance with me? No?
Listen to us. I'm sure you'll be amazed.
I think so. It's got to be. Sure they can
be done. All right, guys, it's not easy being up here. Let's hear it for them.
So, Ben, you're drawing a Jedi? No.
You got to wait for the drawing to be done. I know, this is a wrestling match I think I would watch. What do you guys think? If these 3 were wrestling, who do you think would win? The Grim Reaper.
Probably. I got an important question. I got a question on this.
Question from the judges, yes.
In this hypothetical wrestling match,
yeah.
Superpowers allowed or not?
Are any of them superheroes?
We got the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
And we got 2 of the biggest pop idols on Earth. I think they probably have superpowers that we're not aware of.
Right? I don't know. What do you think? Do we allow superpowers?
So then the follow-up
just giving the people what they want.
Follow-up question. What's Taylor Swift's superpower? Because I think mind control. That's a time
to okay.
And then what's Katie's power? My theory, shape change. Debate me on this. I'm up for a debate, but I'm just saying those are my theories.
So, quick question. If Taylor Swift's power is mind control, how come she keeps breaking up with all these people?
Because she's not that into them.
I got a better solution to this. Can we have the Grim Reaper visit Taylor Swift and Katy Perry?
For cupcakes, right? To have cupcakes together.
For brunch?
That's exactly what I meant.
All right, guys. We're going to give them a 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time!
Artists up on the step so we can see everybody's.
Oh, it's like a tag team match.
All right, we got some narrative happening here. All right, judges, soak it in, soak it in. Vordak down in front. All right, judges, let's start on this end.
Whoa. These are all super amazing. Of course, Ben's showing is amazing, but I think it's quite presumptuous of him to already crown himself the heavyweight champion before anything has been resolved. So even though that drawing is amazing, I can't give him the points. Ellie, she has no legs. I don't know if how she wrestles with no legs. But it's a great drawing. So I gotta give these points to Raina. That's an amazing drawing with those right. arms. Those arms are amazing.
She's been working out. You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell. She's been hitting those weights.
Yeah. Tori.
I have to agree. I think that it was a little bit out of line for Ben to assume he got the belt right out from the beginning. There's a lot of game to be played, I'm just saying.
Is that a Pokemon belt too? Oh, that is. Oh.
Now, if you had said it was a Pokebelt, we would have had this would have changed everything. But that's fine. Ellie, though it is beautiful, like you bit off a little bit more than you could chew in this particular round. And Raina, those are the best arms I've ever seen.
All right.
Also points for awesome guitar. So again, I'm going to have to give this point to Raina as well.
All right, Vordak.
Can I go home now? Okay, if I must. For me, the best supervillain rendition here is the Taylor Swift one over there. Look at that thing. It's gonna smack a guitar. Is that the Grim Reaper on the ground? Like it.
I like that it's a dead Grim Reaper.
It's a dead Grim Reaper. Yep. I'm giving this one reluctantly to Raina.
Right.
I should be the one up there drawing.
All right, Raina, that was a clean sweep. So Raina wins that round. We are on to round
three. Did she get a wrench card?
Or is that, not... that round was not for a wrench. I'm sorry. Oh.
Speak when you're spoken to.
If Ken, Ellie will play the wrench card in order to make a gain in this round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What do we think? Should she or shouldn't she? Who says she should?
Save it.
Who says save it? Play the long game.
Save it.
It's up
all
to
right.
you, though.
I will say, we are on to game three, so we're getting close to the halfway point. Game three is for a wrench card, so people who would like a wrench card or another wrench card, this is an important round. All right, judges, no squabbling. Must set a good example. Game three, so this is a game I like to call I'm Gonna Belt You. Guys, what I need you to do first is I want you to just draw right across your page. All right. There we go. Perfect. 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 What I want you guys to do, and you have your choice, is I would like to see your rendition of one of the judges. Now, this may be a good time to either gain or lose points. And you notice that the judges are all sitting at this table. So please,
just their top half.
Yeah, just their top half. Please, just the top half.
Just the top half. I'm going to leave it up to you which judge you would like to draw. Tori's already primping and getting ready. Which side's your good side?
This is a study in handsomeness.
They're all the good side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys, as soon as the music starts, go ahead.
I'd also like to point out I'm very sensitive.
Go, Ben. In a stunning move that we will hear
what an
upset called double duty.
Jersey, in all my years,
I have
in all my
seen.
Years, I have never seen a
such
move like
an
that.
Efficient and cheap play for the win.
Fix.
I'm tempted to just call the game now. All right, well, for the remaining artists, let's hear it for them.
Ellie seems to be going for, it looks like 10 to me so far. Is it you?
Yeah.
She just hasn't added all the hair yet. And, oh, Raina is adding the ice cream cone. Always a good move.
I can't believe she used ice cream so early in the game. What an amazing move.
Clearly trying to win favor with the judges.
That is a Superman ice cream cone, which we had last night at 10:30 at night.
Interesting use of sound elements in Raina's piece. I wonder how Ellie's going to compensate.
Did you say Superman ice cream?
Superman ice cream.
Not a supervillain one.
No.
Get on.
Has anyone here had a Superman ice cream before? That was amazing, and I've never seen that before, ever.
They need to make a Dr. Doom one. Don't you know? Lex Luthor? Voldemort?
All right, guys. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help. When I count to three, I want you to yell stop, all right? One, two, three.
I just have a quick question. I get who the dress is, and I get who the glasses are, and I get who
the hat is. Oh, I see what's happening here. You guys understand what's happening with Zach setting up over here?
I'm just wondering who the frizzy hair is, because it couldn't possibly be me, because my hair is perfect.
I'm interested to see if Ben's gambit is going to pay off. Artists, whichever easel you're at, could you please complete the bottom half of this drawing?
No!
Go! Oh. Go!
We did not know that this was an exquisite. It's...
It only works once.
Will Ellie's gamble of combining all judges pay off when Raina finishes this piece?
Well, Ben is trying to confuse. He doesn't know if that's me or if that's Keen. So he's trying to figure out.
This is the.
That is.
This is where paying attention early on in the game really pays off.
What?
Oh, there is some fancy stuff happening here. I can tell this is going to be quite the round. This is a good way to potentially really mess up your opponents on this one.
This song makes me want to put on my lederhosen. Who wants to see me put on lederhosen?
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that. Oh my god, this one's gonna be really hard to judge.
You'll
guys.
Notice
now
then calling out to earlier rounds.
Wow.
Will this even work? Will the memories of the judges hold long enough in order to be able to make sense of Ben's?
Wow. This is going to be so hard to judge.
Check out the attempt.
All right, well, you're going to have to judge soon because we're giving you 10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and time.
Point of clarification, judges, you will be awarding your point based on who is standing where they are.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give this one to Ellie.
All right.
That's my sweet, sweet games.
Wait, is that because that one looks more like you?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, no, who's next?
Vordak, please, by all means.
Well, I'm going to have to go with the one that just in a horrible way resembles me. So Raina gets my point again.
All right.
Don't you agree?
This one is really hard for me because they're all really good. But I really do want to buy and frame the middle one and hang it on my house because it is amazing. And a lot of, gotta say, Raina did a great job, but a lot of that is due to the idea of Ellie too. So that was but good job, Raina, for finishing that up strong.
All right.
Wait a minute. Did Ellie do the top half of that drawing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that.
All right, so Raina wins that round. Raina, please select a wrench card from your favorite judge.
Oh. What a turn.
I agree.
What a turn.
Raina, take a look. Don't show anybody else. In subsequent rounds, I will ask if you wish to play that card on someone. All right. So, guys, we're at the halfway point. Jersey.
Yes.
Can I get you down at the field? To see what the action is down there. How's everybody feeling?
How is everybody feeling? That was easy. What next?
All right. Well, judges, let's say hello to the artist, shall we?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Jersey, can you ask Ellie how she's feeling on this day, going up against such heavy hitters?
Oh, local hero Ellie Moody?
Local hero.
Yes. Ellie Moody, you've been at this game for many years now, and I'm wondering, in all of your time making comics, have you ever experienced a challenge as challenging as this challenge?
No.
Could you elaborate?
No.
Ellie Moody, everybody!
I'm curious if Raina did anything last night to help prepare for the match today.
Raina, did you do anything special to prepare for the match today? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay, what was that? Now you gotta be creative.
Kenny gave me a bite of his ice cream.
Yes.
And how does ice cream prepare one for a match of this magnitude?
Because it was Michigan's own Superman ice cream.
Woohoo! Let's hear it for Michigan Superman ice cream. Next time you're stuck on a creative problem, remember a spoonful of Michigan Superman ice cream.
Can I go home now?
Hey, Ben.
Should we let Vordak go home? All right, guys, round four. This is the penultimate round, which is a big word for second to last. All right. Game four. This is a game I like to call Classy Remix. So was that a positive sound? Was that like an ooh, or was that like an ooh?
Frankenstein.
I think they're emotionally invested in the outcome of this match.
All right. Okay, good. I like to hear it. All right, Classy Remix. So I like to think about fine artists, people like Botticelli, Manet.
And Monet.
Monet. Rubin.
He's good.
He's good. He's
good sandwich.
He's very good. I know. Well, I was thinking Manet, Rubin makes me pretty hungry. But I feel like, you know, we're talking about comics and cartoons, and I feel like those can be held up in the finest of galleries and
museums
alongside these fine artists. So what I would like to see, again, in this game that I like to call Classy Remix, you're going to need a model. And there's no model more appropriate or no model that has inspired more artists than me. So I'm going to allow the three of you to partake of my musitude, and I would like to see me in the style of a fine, could be a Renaissance painting, it could be an impressionistic, it could be a cubist painting. Anywhere that your mind goes. But
I'm thinking Degas
good.
Already.
Degas.
This is a rare opportunity, everybody.
This round is also for a wrench card. This round I also have veto power.
No.
So, once the music starts, everybody get there kind of classy. Can we kind of puff our chests out a little bit and straighten our... Yes. Thank you. Would anybody like to use their wrench card for this round? This is the second to last round.
Oh.
That has been done.
It
has.
Can I do it?
You can. Yeah. Which card did you get? Oh.
Very confident, Reyna.
In a stunning move, Reyna Telgemeier handicaps herself in the round. This game just got real! It's a total debacle!
Reyna, don't forget that wonderful headband.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Is that like a mind control headband?
Yeah, don't you forget it. That's right. Make sure you study the canvas. Study the canvas. Yeah, here we go.
Nice.
I hope you hear some Kandinsky. Like working there.
I almost feel like I can't give commentaries.
Shh.
Ben seems to be drying a reclining couch. Reyna is assembling her character.
You know, Jersey, just the other day I was with the Rockefellers and the Astors at that home in Newport.
The heck
and we
you
had
say?
The most amazing, amazing tuna fish sandwiches.
I do love tuna fish sandwiches.
Oh, this was superior tuna fish, Jersey.
Did you use real mayonnaise or Hellman's mayonnaise?
Oh, Jersey, Hellman's mayonnaise.
Oh, dear. Reyna has completed her character of Zach. Appears to be wearing some sort of animal shirt. The kind of animal will be up to the judges.
That's accurate. I feel that this is really hearkening back to her early period where she incorporated animals into shirts more.
Ah, early Reyna. Yes, yes. I miss those days.
Yes.
Ellie, local hero, Ellie Moody, is assembling what I would call quiet dignity. It has a bit of a pedagogical kind of feel to it if you look at the pose and the arc of the back.
I do notice that Benjamin's piece seems to be symptomatic of our postmodern ennui. Ah, Reyna seems to be finished and taking her respite. I've heard that often when Reyna finishes a piece, she must recharge herself with some light meditation. All right. My elbow's getting tired. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pencils down, class.
Now, Next week, if someone asks you what you did over the weekend, you tell them you got some culture. All right? All right, judges. Judges, soak it in. Soak it in.
And I really feel like Raina delivered. I think Raina just discovered how Kandinsky managed to do those works blindfolded. That explains a lot. A little bit of Jackson Pollock definite influences. I can see it. Huh. I feel like this wall of culture is like falling.
I think Vordak is cultured out.
Should take his hat.
Oh.
All right, judges, I'm anxious to hear your critique, your analysis of these wonderful paintings. Tim, go ahead. You look like you're chomping at the bit.
I love Ben's drawing, but I'm scared of what it's gonna happen. It's the future for that. Like, if that was a comic, the next panel would not be something I want to see. Again, Raina's drawing.
Why?
I don't know what if you have coke talons or if you're gonna have legs of a horse.
I see.
Yeah. I think it's remarkable that Raina can draw. I can't even draw like that without blindfold. So it's amazing to me that she got such beautiful lightness and the style. And I think that's a music note that she just threw in there for fun down there. It's quite amazing.
And that musical note.
I love this. This fits Zach. This is what he's like, you guys. When he's not on stage, this is how he is.
All I know
is you guys know this is how he is.
When I get out of here, I'm looking for a coat like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You mean you're looking in your closet for the fur coat like that,
yes,
that you already have.
Right.
But I got to give this one to Raina. It's right. Amazing that she did that with blindfold.
Vordak?
Is it time to leave?
No. Oh.
You just woke up.
Oh. Raina, could you stand back? I want to see Ben's a little bit more there. Oh, I see what's going on there. I don't like it. Raina, I don't know.
It's like she did with a blindfold or something.
I do like what's going on here because we've got ourselves kind of a gangster leader here. We got with the fur coat and
think of fruit. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Or is that how come he looks like Saint Nick there with the long furry coat thing on the end and boots?
It looks like Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. 80s Axl Rose or current Axl Rose? Be careful.
Do I have the ability to make them all just start over?
No, but we
They're
could go to the
dreadful.
Next round.
Should I vote on one?
Yeah,
who did you vote for?
I haven't gotten to go yet because you're taking your sweet time.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm going to go for Ellie.
All right.
Going to go.
You couldn't bear the weight of this. Totally
no, it's fine. I'll wait. Yeah.
Evil minister.
If I was forming a government, he would be my minister of evil. And I think he'd be really good at it. Yeah, I think it would be a good position. I am going to give this point to Ben for the exact same reason as Ben didn't.
No.
Because I really want to see the next panel. I really want to see it. It's romantic. I like it.
We'll talk later.
It's 10
That was a three-way tie on that round. Now, as I said, because I'm the subject of these amazing paintings, which I'm sure you can find in museums soon, I have veto power, and I'm going to give this round to Benjamin because I also like my rendition. Ben, that was for the final wrench card, so go ahead and take the final wrench card.
It's comeback time, Ben.
All right, we are at the last round. This is a big one, all right? Before we go forward, okay, I want to do a little point. What do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Recap! Thank you. All right, we have Ben with 3 points. We have Ellie with 4 points. And we have Raina with 8 points. Now, this round is worth double points. So it's still anybody's game. All right. What I want, and I'm really going to need your help too. Guys, why don't you go ahead and put 4 panels on your page, please? This is a comics show. And so now we're going to be talking about comics, narrative, all that good stuff. What I'm going to need from you guys, where's my lovely co-host?
I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
All right. We're going to need, do you want to go find me a person, someone who has not been said?
Are there any civilized people in here? People who don't shout at me or jump at me or make weird monkey noises at me? People who say, yes, I'd like to contribute to this conversation in a helpful and useful manner. What am I asking for?
A person.
A person. Just a person. Any person.
Any person. Could be famous. Could be a type of person.
Could be famous. Could be a type of person. Do we want to say like a president?
Okay, yeah, we'll do a president.
How about that? We do a president. Allow a little bit of creative freedom. We don't want to like completely tie these guys up into a knot, right?
But Jersey, I'm also going to need a place.
A place. Who can tell me a place? Can you tell me a place? I caught her off guard. Give her a second.
Okay.
Bahamas.
The Bahamas?
Oh, the Bahamas.
That's a good location. Mm. Anything else? A thing. I need a thing. I'm going to go to the back. So there's some people who are watching from the nosebleeds over here. Okay, can you name a thing? Is it a good thing? Is it an age-appropriate thing? Is it a family-friendly thing? He says, sure. Brace yourselves.
There was a pause.
The thing.
The thing. The thing, as in Benjamin Grimm, the ever-loving blue-eyed thing? I am very excited about that thing.
See, I was thinking John Carpenter.
Oh, I asked for age-appropriate, family-friendly thing.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Anything else? What do you want, Zach?
I think that's going to do it.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, this is really simple. But like I said, it's for double the points. Let's see a story, a narrative, a compelling narrative that speaks to all people involving a president, the Bahamas, and the thing.
All right. Question.
I'll give you a chance to think about it. Yes.
Question from the judges.
Yes.
Can they use their wrench cards in this double point round?
This is the last round, so I would say if they wish to use a wrench card, now would be the time to do it.
Interesting. Interesting strategy.
This is the final round.
Ellie. Oh.
Are we getting a double wrench round? I don't know if I've ever seen a double wrench round. Zach, what happens?
Get ready to live. All right, Ben, who would you like to use your wrench card on? I will point out you have 3 points, Raina has 8 points, Ellie has 4.
Well, I don't understand how this wrench card works.
I think I know which wrench card you have.
But I would like to use it on Raina because she has the most points.
Okay.
It seems like the wisest plan.
Okay.
Is this a technique to foil her? I like it.
But only if she says foiled. Okay. Use it on yourself.
What is he going to do to himself?
I know what it's called, pulling a Raina.
That might be coined because people have used wrench cards on themselves in the past, but I feel like that might be called pulling a Raina. Yeah. Ellie, who would you like to use your wrench card on? Oh.
A double.
Okay, so you're keeping your wrench card?
Yes.
Okay, Ellie, could you present your wrench card to Raina, please?
Mouth.
Oh, no! That's crazy!
Actually, I do. I will get that. All right, while that's happening, Ben, what is your wrench card that you wish to be playing on yourself?
Okay, like I say, I don't know how, quite how this works.
Yes.
My wrench card has one of the most magical words of all.
Keen.
Keen? Not Keen Sue.
Keen Sue, former Iron Cartoonist champion.
Champion!
Guys.
Just when he thought he was out, they pull him back in?
So what we need is, you're going to be using Keen's arms.
Okay. Oh.
Now, I cannot, Now, I can't guarantee.
Or is it? Yes, it is.
You can do your best.
Yes.
All right, guys. You ready? I'm going to start the music. Keen, go ahead.
Oh, am I using arms? Are we
doing his arms?
You're going to hold on to his arms. All right. This is the last round. And go.
Now, it strikes me that using a former champion as your pen would be a distinct advantage in this final round.
Should that former champion choose to cooperate?
Keen always struck me as a very cooperative person, but actually, look, I'm seeing a lot of tension and struggle going on over here.
It also depends on how much Keen is willing to, give up his championship title.
That's true. He could use this opportunity to foil Ben and thereby retain his championship status.
Absolutely true, absolutely true.
Let's watch. In what has to be one of the strangest things I've ever seen, Reyna is finishing panel one, and she's actually completed a happy human face. This woman can do anything with a pen. Local hero Ellie Moody has not done herself any favors with this first panel. She is doing what we call an establishing shot, which is to say, a pulled back far, long view of a scene so that you can take in the actual location that you're about to tell a story within.
Very professional.
Very absolutely. I mean, that's using classic tools to their fullest.
Good use of perspective, I think, as well.
Also, I do need to make an announcement. We are in the final round. There is an event happening right after this that all the young people in the room are going to want to stick around for because it concerns something just for you.
And then come visit me at my booth and buy my books.
But first, stick around here after the show. There's a little presentation happening just for you guys. Reyna is suffering from some jaw. What would you call that? Fatigue.
Fatigue, yes.
But, you know, in all my years of watching Reyna draw, she's always come through as a champion. And I know that whatever pain she's feeling now, she'll put into the work.
She's always given it her all.
In a study upset, Ben has given up his tool and now he is drawing himself. Oh. Do we agree with this? Is this cheating?
Yeah!
Go back to using Keen.
Ben, use Keen better. Get your hand all up in there. Go barely.
We don't always advocate using your friends, but...
but friends do help each other.
Friends do help each other. That is a motto of Iron Cartoonist.
Friends help each other.
Now, Ben, I have to wonder, is it difficult to use Keen in this way?
No, I'm concentrating. This is...
I can't interrupt your mental flow as you pour all of your creativity into the drawing hand of Keen Sue.
Jersey, could you ask Reyna how she's feeling?
Hold on, I gotta get an up close personal side of this. How are things going, Reyna?
But
I think she said, this is awesome.
I think I heard her say, this is how I'm gonna draw from now on.
I thought that's what it was.
It was a little garbled, but I think that's what it was.
I think she's gonna start a whole new craze of mouth drawing.
Yes.
Local hero Ellie Moody is nearly done. The other contestants will have to step it up in order to meet this pace.
Mm-hmm. We are on a time limit.
As Charles Schulz once said, the faster you draw, the more money you make. Ellie is clearly proving herself to be an entrepreneur. Yeah, let's... All right, hey, who are we rooting for? Who's rooting for Ellie? Who's rooting for Mouth Drawer? Who's rooting for the guy using another guy? Sounds like the crowd's really pulling for the local hero, Ellie Moody, to me.
No one said Iron Cartoonist was easy.
Except for that one guy, but he's dead now.
The Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper.
All right. Ben, tapping out. Nice. So, Judge, yeah, let's hear it for him.
All right. Sue really, really pulled Ben out of the fire on this one.
Yeah. Boy. I don't know.
Does
I don't think
anybody
Ben
have a pillow
down.
I can borrow?
What's that?
A pillow.
All right, I think we're going to be wrapping up. Ready? So 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's on!
Holy cow. Do we need, Jersey, could you give us quick dramatic readings
really,
of all of these for those
really
who are sitting in the back?
Okay. Show of hands, high voice or low voice? Who thinks high voice? Who thinks low voice? Oh, wow, okay.
I'm President Ben.
In comes some odd-looking character say,
I veto this island. I veto this island.
Oh, it's the thing. It's the ever-living blue-eyed thing. I see. And he's flexing his muscles. And then we have a sound effect, suck! And he says,
I'm President Ben now.
And then the final panel is somebody with X's for eyes and their tongue sticking out. It says, impeach. What? The thing is also named Ben, so yeah, double Ben. Twice the Ben, twice the fun. And now we get to... And the writing's really shaky, so I'm going to read it in a shaky voice. Is anything better than the Bahamas? And then there's... then it fades to white. That's a story.
That story is told from the... from the side of the Grim Reaper.
And now for a reading of Ellie's, and this I'll use robot voice. Panel one, we just see the Bahamas, and then we vote the thing, 2020. And then the thing shows up, and he goes, Bwar, gr, 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 gr. And then the final panel is, he'll be a much better president than Trump. Vote the thing.
All right, judges. Don't forget this round is for twice the points.
I can start.
Go for it.
Love those panels over there. They were amazing, but I did think Keen did more of the work than he should have. His wrist was moving. Ben just pointed his hand somewhere.
So Raina, what you're saying, there's a difference between helping and doing.
Yeah. Raina, very valiant effort, but... you know, the storytelling could be better. And, you know, Ellie, as soon as I saw that last panel, you got my vote, so. Yeah, no.
Vordak?
If I must. Okay, wasn't too impressed by our Laurel and Hardy over there. You know, I mean, I know what it's like working with some really inefficient toady minions. That was incompetent. Whose arm was drawing that thing? Oh, get it? The thing? Good try, guys. Raina, I'd like, that's pretty genius, fade to white. That's a pretty good narrative there. That's simple and... Okay, and then Ellie... You really tried, didn't you? Yeah.
TikTok Vordak.
I'm going with Ellie.
All right.
All right, local hero Ellie Moody.
All right, so I feel like I should point out
biases. So you know when somebody has a bias towards somebody that they should probably point it out. I am married to Keen Sue. So I'm biased against giving him this point.
Hey-o.
Because he gives me some sass sometimes, so I'm going to have to say I'm probably not going to give him my vote, so sorry, Ben.
Guilty by association.
Raina, this is definitely a really good piece and is better drawn with your mouth than anything I could draw with my hand, which is annoying, so I'm probably not going to give you the point. Ellie, I really like yours, and I like the message. Also, also palm trees and perspective. I like it. You got my point.
All right.
Holy moly. Wow. Zach, how does this shake out?
All right. Let's do some quick tabulation here as we are in the final round. Now, with those double points, we had Raina with 8 points. We had Ben with... never mind. And... in an upset, Ellie with 10 points. Local hero, Ellie Booney! Woo!
This is awesome. I get to get out of here.
You gotta all right, take, you gotta guys, huge round of applause dance, for though. My judges. Huge round of applause for my artists. Huge round of applause for my jersey. Huge round of applause for yourselves.